Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, do you ever watch the Dell match play? I mean, it's in Austin.
I always watch it.
You never watch it. So, I want to show you something. So, it's the 18th at Austin Country Club. The 18th is a short. It's 375 yards for the pros. Okay, it's a 375 yard hole, and if the pin is up front, it's 359. I mean, it's a short par four. Here's Rory McIlroy, and I'm showing you this. You guys can all look it up. Here's Rory McIlroy yesterday in his match. He was one up, I believe, going into 18 against Denny McCarthy. This is a 375-yard hole. He rolls it up to 3 feet of the pin. He hits it onto the green. Most of the guys are in the front. There's a little rough up to the right. There's sand traps. Most of the guys are up in front. Rory hit it all the way.
Is he known as one of the biggest hitters on tour?
He's Rory McIlroy. He bombs it. Now, Scottie Scheffler hit one 423 yesterday.
What?
423.
These are unheard of numbers.
Well, and that's the problem. Golf is actually saying the RNA and the tour are both looking at, and USGA are looking at PGA Tour limiting the golf ball.
Let's be real. You can't have issues with super shifts or the three-pointer in basketball, in NBA, which has really taken out the way the game was designed to be played. I mean, these guys, when do they ever hit a 5-iron? Ever?
Yeah. No, I mean, they need, if it's 230, 240, which is our 3-wood.
And when is it that?
Right.
I mean, I guess on a par 4?
No, yeah, par 5s.
I mean, well, a par
no,
5 no, no. rather?
Well,
even then, though, if
they play 500. Now, they play 400. Like, at the Shell, when it was at Houston Golf Club, mm-hmm. the 18th was 489 yards. But you know what? They were hitting 7-iron in.
Yeah, they're not hitting 5. That's not
8 irons in. No. No, it's become ridiculous. Like we've been talking about, and we're going to be out there. And Stacey Lewis said it too. The women's game is a lot more like what we amateurs play. They are actually hitting 250 yard drives, 260 yard drives. They're hitting 7-iron, which is a 160, 170 in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They're a lot more like we are. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
It really is.
To hit a 423. They're par fives. They've got sand wedges on their second shot.
Mm-hmm.
Sand wedges in their hands. I mean, it literally.
Right.
So it's like limiting the golf. I couldn't. Every other pro, you heard Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and all of them saying, no, we don't know, limit the ball. We don't want to limit the ball. And Rory said, yeah, we need to do it. Because it's really taken away from what golf is, that you're not a shot maker anymore. All you are is a bomber.
Well, that's the very essence of, there's so many parallels to NBA basketball now where the mid-range has gone away.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey, you know what he wants? Easy baskets around the, which is the putting, or free throws, which is putting, and he wants to hit drivers because the math says go hit your drivers, which are the three-pointers. And I do think golf, I mean, the golf everybody plays is not that. That's not that golf, but... And I guess at the end of the day, you're just watching them get off the tee. Your second shot, you're trying to get on and make a putt. So I guess what's the difference to the viewer if a guy's hitting an 8-iron or hitting a 5-iron? I guess what's the difference?
Oh, you know,
you're still watching. Well, why? I mean, you're still watching an approach shot and seeing if they can get down and one, seeing if they birdie.
Yeah, but it's a hell of a lot easier when you're hitting an 8-iron than it is when you're hitting a 5-iron.
No, there's no question. And the scores, but are the scores, I mean, you can also, the one thing that you can do is you can lengthen the rough. You can, you know, make the greens faster. You can do that. Like, you can do some things to trick out the course so that the scores are more in line with what they should be. But, you know, I guess if you play a lot, you appreciate it more. But on TV, you're still watching an approach shot.
Yeah. But it's like, well, it's a big difference when they're sticking sand wedges within a couple of inches and just dominating the golf courses. It's not nearly as fun as this guy. He got a 7-iron. He's got a 6-iron in his hand.
And then play the hard British Open or U.S. Open courses, like, this is not fair. It's too hard.
Well, Ricky says never going to happen. The ball companies are way ahead. The companies are way ahead. But Ricky, if all the balls have to be equal, you just put your logo on it. But if all the balls have to be equal, well, guess what you're saying is these guys with the ball companies are going to cheat. It's more like steroids.
The ball has already said, they're already saying
the balls are going to be on steroids. Well, no. Here's the deal: all the balls have to be uniform. Every ball has to be, and maybe even given out. But you have to use this ball. You can put your Titleist logo or Callaway. You can put your logo on it, but it all has to be a uniform ball.
Yeah, that'd be
like every other sport.
Yeah, you shouldn't play with a uniform ball. Well, not the Yankees and Aaron Judge.
Well, that's true. The Yankees get a different ball than everybody else.
Aaron Judge does, yeah.
It's supposed to be a different ball. The only ball in all of sports that's not uniform.
Yeah, how is that? You know, baseball is the only sport where they say, you know what, we're going to have different size stadiums, and we're just like, oh yeah, okay. Fine. But no one does different size football stadiums,
no,
or basketball 3-point lines. Might be more interesting if you did. And golf is like, yeah, you know what, we're going to have the same field, but we're going to have different basketballs. So this basketball is a little bit smaller, which will be a ball that goes further. It's like having a smaller basketball or a tighter wound baseball that goes further. Or you could deflate it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, and that's like, you deflated a football and made it easier to grab and throw, made it easier to throw spirals. That's getting an advantage. Hey, listen, I got a ball that flies further. Oh, cool. I got technology with the shaft that helps it, that I can get better loft. I can get better torque on the shaft. It goes further. Oh, that's awesome.
Right.
No problem. No problem. I mean, all the golf tech that's available, can you imagine if you had bats that had illegal, you know, that had those advantages in balls and baseball? We're up in arms in that. But in golf, it's just part of the, hey, you know, they just have the better tech. What about gloves? Somebody had different, there's standard, there's a uniformity to a lot of different sports and what you can and can't use.
Well,
now maybe somebody could argue shoes. You know, maybe somebody thinks there's an advantage to shoes. I don't really, at this point, is there any real advantage?
No, there's no. There's a huge advantage.
Are you allowed to race against people if you have one of those?
It's not even an advantage because all the guys are using the best ball. That's not it. It's just that they're overpowering the golf courses. And if you limit the golf ball, Ricky says there's no way they don't have the people to test it. Well, then you get the people to test it. They can test it. What do you mean they can't test it? Or the PGA hands out the balls. Okay, you have a Titleist ball. Here's your Titleist ball. But it's the same ball as the Callaway ball. It's the same ball as, and listen, all the ball companies, you know what they do? It doesn't matter. You can make a longer ball for the amateur that they can hit this ball that will go further. But the pros have to play with the same ball. And it is a limited ball that won't go as far. It just makes more sense. These courses are becoming obsolete.
Watching poker, but they've got extra aces and kings in the deck.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh my gosh, he just flopped another. He just got another four of a kind.
He's got a pinochle deck. 809.
Four aces.
Okay, we got a disc golf question here.
Oh yeah, I'll handle that.
Okay, Matt wants to talk a little disc golf here on the show.
Well,
he's probably
just getting tired of hearing about disc golf and wants to get other golf in. Disc golf.
How about D's? We'll talk about D's.
Throwing that D.
These discs. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys? Love the show. Yeah, since y'all are talking about golf, I wanted to talk about the real sport of golf, disc golf.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of the true athletes reside.
Right.
Lance, they got the Texas State Championships this weekend at Brock in Houston. Are you going to that?
I am now. I won't watch the Final Four, and I will go to the state championship. Where's it going to be?
Good decision.
Where's it going to be?
It's at Brock Disc Golf Course. It's kind of on the northeast side of Houston.
Yep. So, John, here's the thing. With standard golf, I know you have to dress up like a golfer and then go to the course looking like a golfer. We also go looking like a disc golfer.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
A hat. It's the same thing. You can go looking like a golfer.
It's like speed racer t-shirt.
Yep. That's what you might wear with disc golf.
Okay.
They have sponsorships, so I take it back. They'll be wearing collared shirts shirts with sponsorships on them.
Sponsorships, yeah. Mm-hmm. But not collared. You don't have to wear a collared shirt on the tour, do you?
I don't think so.
On the disc tour?
You don't have to.
On the frisbee tour?
We don't have starters either.
Okay.
Is this the frisbee tour
that we're on?
No, it's not the frisbee tour.
Okay. What is it?
It's disc golf.
It's stupid. How about disc basketball?
I saw that. That doesn't look cool. I saw they were taking up a YMCA gym. Somebody actually built something that fits over a basketball rim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who built that? Who took the time to weld that? That's not something you should be able to buy. And the guys playing did not look like, they weren't trying to make it look like the most athletic group of all time. They were trying to make it look like, hey, even you can play this disc basketball. You can play it on a YMCA court. Like, I'm telling you, you will get beat up by the guys. The guys who go to play pickup basketball will beat up the guys who go play beat-up disc or who go try to play pickup disc golf.
Right.
Those guys are getting beat up by the basketball guys. I'm just telling you, I played both. I didn't play pickup disc basketball or whatever.
Don't go show up to a basketball court.
And start saying, sorry, guys, hey. We got the rim. We got next up. Boom. And putting your disc golf basketball over the rim, that will lead to a fight.
It won't be a long fight.
Who's got next?
It won't be a long fight, that's for sure.
Hey, what is on that basket?
Hey, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, the Cougs play it tonight. Let's talk about it. Who wants in? 713-780-3776. Hey, I got to talk about my bookie. They have all the games. You want to bet on Jamal Shedd tonight? You want to bet on Tremont Mark? Listen, Tremont Mark stepped up and was awesome in the last game. Is he going to be awesome tonight? How many points is he going to score? You can make a player prop bet at MyBookie. Let's get it started. Visit MyBookie.ag. If you've never been on it before, you've got a bonus up to $1,000 on your initial deposit. So you put in $2,000 and they're going to give you an extra $1,000 to play with. You've got $3,000 to play with. If you put in $50, you got $75. Now, it's got to be your first time that you've ever been at MyBookie. That's easy, though. Not only is MyBookie, not only do they have these NCAA tournament games, though, they got PGA, NHL, XFL, MLS, a whole lot more. Do you know who's going to win the World Series? Yes, you know the Astros are going to win the World Series. Go bet on them at MyBookie.ag. Remember, get a welcome bonus with your initial deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey, guys, let's talk about Craig DeSurf and what he's doing for you. Craig DeSurf can make those dreams come true. Well, it's not Craig so much as it's just his management style, because one of the things that he's going to demand of his sales staff and that he does is that they never bother you or hassle you when you're trying to buy a car. Buying a car should be a fun thing. And yet for too many of us, it's very stressful because the salespeople want to take advantage and get the best deal for themselves. They want to make sure that you don't leave that lot unless you've bought something. That's never going to be the case at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Craig DeSurf won't allow it. And listen, it's been instilled over there. It's the same sales staff for year after year after year, same customer service area, the same department doing repairs to vehicles. And no matter where you're going, whether it's service or sales, it's going to be the same group of people who believe in the same concept of treating you just like you're a family member. And you're going to really, really see the difference when it comes to the car buying experience. You're also going to see the difference when it comes to price. They give you more trade-in value. They have great APR rates that are available, and they find all the dealer cash back that they can for you. When you add it all up, the sale, the service, the selection, and the pricing, nobody's going to beat Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Just a few miles extra down the road, but it's a few extra thousand in your pocket. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Shop online at LanceCars.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776-73. Oh, Coach Reese says Brock is the worst golf course I've ever played.
Golf course or disc golf course?
A disc golf, Coach Reese, or?
He's a golfer. I don't think it's
disc golf. Okay, this was disc golf.
Yeah.
So it may be the worst golf course, but it may be the greatest disc course ever. I think the two might go hand in hand.
They have taken old golf courses that are no longer being played, no longer. I played when we were coming back from A&M this year, and they turn them into disc golf courses. They've done it before. It's actually pretty cool. So we have to mention this. Go back to it. Kansas State beat Michigan State in a great game. Great game. And Marquise Noel, the point guard who had 19 assists, he also had really bad shots. Really, really bad shot selection at the end of regulation that allowed
that
Michigan State.
That three threw up was
terrible.
Oh, my God.
Michigan State got back in it because he.
But he did. The ball was tipped.
Well, you're talking about the one that was, tipped out of bounds. But the other shots were just bad, forced, quick. He did too much. He was doing too much. But then when they needed him to hit the big baskets, he did. He got the big assists. Really, frankly, I thought it's less than the points and the shots. It was more the assists. 19 assists in that game. Right now, he's averaging 14 assists so far in three tournament games. He's been very, very good. Very, very good. And they advanced. They advanced in extra time and overtime. They are going to take on, yesterday it was UConn. No, UConn's going to take on Gonzaga. Who else won yesterday?
K-State and FAU.
FAU, yeah. Florida Atlantic won. It was a good game, but Florida Atlantic took over it in the second half and hung on to it, and they didn't even hang on. I mean, they comfortably won. You had Gonzaga and UCLA was an unbelievable game. And this team, these two have latched in for three different unbelievable tournament games in the past. This has been something that has gone on. They just happened to meet up in a tournament. This is the third time and another beauty. And it was a real up-and-down game with UCLA having a double-digit lead. I couldn't believe this stat I heard. They have 6 wins this year, Gonzaga, where they've been down 10 points before in the game. I mean, Gonzaga being down 10 points in a game just doesn't happen more than a couple times in the course of a season, especially in their own conference, which they usually dominate. This is the 6th win that they have, or maybe the 7th. Maybe it's happened 6 other times. This is the 7th win that they have where they've been down double digits during their season.
So, it's UConn, K-State, Gonzaga, and FAU. Two of those teams are going to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
It's already setting up to be a typical Houston Final Four. No, we've had some good ones. Villanova, North Carolina. That we had Oklahoma here. Well, Oklahoma actually got beat by 40 one year. They were Final Four here.
Who would you like to see?
But usually we get Butler, VCU. We get those Final Fours.
Who would you like to see in a Final? Who would you like to see in
the
Final
best,
Four?
Okay, who's the best? The best two teams left out of those four? I guess.
The two teams I'd like to see some people are going to argue UConn, but I'd rather see
UConn might be the best of the four.
Yeah, but the teams I'd like to see, because UConn was here last time in the Final Four, the teams I'd like to see, Gonzaga and Kansas State.
Yes.
I'd like to see Gonzaga and Kansas State here in the Final Four.
Yes.
And then I would like to see.
But good luck. UConn's playing so well.
They really are.
And the other
and
two
they're gonna
are
be the favorite. They're definitely going to be the favorite.
Alabama and Houston.
In Alabama and Houston, yeah.
Alabama, Houston, Gonzaga, and K-State would be a nice Final Four. Nice Final Four.
Yeah.
Now there's
the
Texas.
Nightmare. Here's what the nightmare would look like. San Diego State versus Miami.
Yeah.
On one side.
FAU.
And FAU versus.
UConn.
Yeah, I guess. Or anyone.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Gonzaga or Utah.
Yeah, Gonzaga or Utah. Doesn't matter.
But we'll probably get the nightmare. More than likely.
You think?
No, I don't think so.
I hope we get Bama. I hope we get SEC. I hope we get local Houston. There's a potential rematch in that one. I think Texas going. Listen, Texas and Alabama, too, would be pretty cool because here's the team coming into the SEC, and you've got Blue Bloods who, at least from a university standpoint, certainly from football, they've got their background stuff wherever they had. Remember when Colt McCoy almost got killed on the field?
Yeah.
So you have that going.
Mm-hmm.
I was at that game. So it would, you know, don't worry. If Texas gets there, it'll be pretty cool, too. But if you got Houston and Alabama, and then you got K-State, which is an easy travel for K-State fans. And then you've got, you know, really, frankly, UConn or Gonzaga. UConn's has been a blue blood program for years. They became one, I guess. And then you got Gonzaga, who's the new blue blood. Gonzaga's always in the Sweet 16. Mark Few has never won one. What a storyline that would be if Mark Few had his chance. And the Gonzaga team that has the least amount of hype around it in years has a chance to win a national championship. And Kelvin Sampson finally... You know, he's back at the Final Four again with the team, the gang that can't shoot straight, except they come up and make winning plays when they need to and play old school hardcore basketball. You got 40 minutes of, you know, it's like the old John Thompson. It's kind of got some Georgetown John Thompson vibes, if I'm being honest with you. And then you've got, you know, certainly Alabama, who has been the cream of the crop in football for years. Now it's starting to look like it's fallen off to Georgia. But now basketball is on the rise. Just some great storylines that could be available. Or we get Miami, disaster. FAU, they don't care.
Nobody cares.
I mean, they care, but no one else is going to care.
No one else would. You want to talk about
FAU's.
The cheapest ticket you could have.
Or San Diego State.
Here's the most expensive ticket would be if Texas got here.
Second, Texas and Alabama?
And Houston. Well, here's the deal. Because Houston's going to buy Houston tickets here.
Yeah, but so is Alabama. They cut.
They will swarm,
and Texas will swarm.
No. Alabama being here would be Kansas State will show up. Man, when Kansas State played LSU here in the bowl game, Kansas State showed. They really, really
wait,
did.
Wait. Who does Princeton play? Oh God, we didn't even throw Princeton and Creighton in the mix.
Oh my God,
can you imagine if Princeton came here? There'd be literally hundreds of people in the stands for Princeton.
Literally.
And they're all flying.
And that's every alum that's living.
Pipes.
Every living alum.
Oh, no, the alums would all come in.
Yeah, but. Yeah, because they got money, too.
Yeah, they would come in like, well, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, that might be.
Well, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. Oh. Another basket for us.
Giles.
Good for us.
Giles.
Another basket.
Giles, get us more tea at that concession thing.
Is there, I would imagine the students at Princeton versus the students 50 years ago at Princeton or 4 years ago, probably wildly different.
Yes. No. They're totally, totally different.
There's going to be a lot of students at Princeton who do not care. Like, they'll care if you get to a Final Four. But March Madness, they start caring. Exactly when it becomes a social event, probably.
FAU, Princeton, Xavier, and Gonzaga.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
What a fun. That would be like the one we had. Butler, VCU, UConn. Who was the last team in that?
Butler beat VCU. UConn played. It wasn't Kentucky. It was Villanova, maybe?
I forget. No. Villanova, North Carolina were here, along with Oklahoma and somebody else. But FAU, Princeton, Xavier, and Gonzaga, what a horrible Final Four. That would be the easiest thing. You could walk $2. It'd be like buying. Did you see? Somebody put out a tweet. Said, I can get this $2 taco. I can get this $2 taco or go to this Rocket game for the same price.
Yeah, Kentucky was the other team in there.
It was?
Yeah.
But Kentucky lost in the first round.
No, they lost to UConn.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, lost on Saturday to UConn. That would be the easiest. If you want to go to the Final Four, that's what you're hoping for.
No one's hoping for that.
If you don't want to go, Texas.
That's not even a real Final Four. That's like a regional. That's literally like the first round of the tournament.
Holy crap. We can't have
Don't
that.
Say those things. Don't say those things.
826. That's what it is. That's the first round of the tournament. FAU's playing Gonzaga.
FAU Gonzaga is as the 2 seed takes on the 15 seed.
Holy crap. Princeton.
And Princeton battles Creighton.
Princeton and Creighton in the first round.
Well, Miami would be a nightmare, too.
Princeton Xavier.
Yeah, and Princeton FAU Xavier.
Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Princeton Xavier battle in what should be a real doozy here is the number 3 seed Xavier. Well, that's actually Princeton and Xavier would be seated about like they were seated.
Hey, we can't have this. What we need is we need Houston in there, baby. That would be so.
Houston, Texas, Houston Alabama.
Houston playing here in NRG.
UConn and Gonzaga is going to do their part. They'll do their part. That's going to be a good.
Yeah.
That'll be a good final. One of those teams, you know, those fan bases are used to good basketball. There's history. That's going to be fine. We need some other things. You know, I need Alabama to pull through. Let's get the tide going. I can't have San Diego State in my Final Four in this city. We can't. They can't care.
No.
They can't care.
It's got to be sweet. All right. 713-780-3776. What's the Daspit number?
John Daspit, 713-322-HURT. And John Daspit is, as a matter of fact, he just bought more commercials. So you're going to start seeing more of him. You'll start seeing more of the basketball team as he continues to promote their NIL engagement. And this is one of the things he likes to do. He likes to be out there for the city and for the state of Texas. They've got 10 offices around the state of Texas. And what they do is they fight for your rights when you have been hurt. When somebody has hurt you and, you know, an 18-wheeler ran somebody off the road. And listen, many times there's serious injuries. Sometimes it can be catastrophic for families. And you need someone who's on your side to fight for you in refinery blast and offshore, you know, events that end up taking lives and end up injuring people. It can be very stressful and traumatic. PTSD can ensue from things like being smashed into the side guardrail from an 18-wheeler. I mean, a lot of these things. Well, who's going to fight for you? Well, John Daspit's going to fight for you. And all you have to do is have that number ready. 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website for more information at DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk about basketball. Oh, wait, basketball. That's right, Pro Dunk. That's right. We've been talking about basketball here. The kids are watching the tournament. The kids are watching. All the kids are watching the Rockets. Listen, they want to play, Dad. Where are they going to play? In your front yard, in your backyard, wherever you put that goal. You can put the permanent goal with the adjustable rim. That's the most fun. You can get the permanent rim. It doesn't leave 10 feet. I guess you could do that. You could mount it on your roof. You can mount it on your garage, whatever. They've also got a portable one. But the adjustable, permanently grounded goal is the best goal that you could possibly have. That's what we had. The kids loved it. The kids will be out there playing. They're going to be out there dunking. When you go to ProDunk.com, you're going to see all the kids. The pictures of are all kids dunking. That's basically it, because that's what they want to do, Dad. They love to do that. Plus, they can actually make baskets. When they're little, they can actually make the baskets as opposed to a 10-foot goal where they can't even reach it. So you want them to be playing all the time as opposed to inside playing video games? ProDunk.com. The best goal on the market, period, exclamation point, ProDunk.com.
They're playing
broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Who's Ken Francis?
Ken Francis is a friend of Lamar Jackson's.
Is he? Because Lamar Jackson said, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Ken Francis is not contacting anybody.
And yet the league says, we've had people say that Ken Francis has actually contacted.
Ken Francis.
Ken Francis.
Tom Pelissero says this. Ken Francis is a Florida man who most recently was pitching a home fitness invention, I'm told. He now is trying to negotiate a nine-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told they're not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent. The NFL put out a statement to NFL teams that said, beware of Ken Francis. He is not an agent, and he is not allowed to negotiate a contract for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had a tweet earlier that said, my business partner Ken and I will be dropping the at the entire gym this summer. Stay tuned. T-R-U-Z-Z. I don't know what that means.
Trust.
Trust.
That's
trust?
His thing. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Trust. Yeah, that's his thing that he says.
He says trust?
Trust. Yeah, big trust.
Big trust. Does that mean like trust?
Trust, yeah. I think it's trust. It's, yeah. Big trust. I don't know. I don't try to decipher.
It could be T-Ruz. Do you know?
No. It's trust. It's big trust. Yeah. No. See, oh. Sean knows too.
What's trust mean, Sean?
Just, you know, trust. You know, big you know. Trust.
Yeah, big trust and trust.
Yeah.
Trust. You know, trust. You just say trust.
Yeah.
Big trust.
What does that mean? It doesn't have any meaning.
Lamar Jackson called my kids jits.
Well, yeah. Little jits. Yeah, I can see
And
that.
Now my kids use that term all the time.
They do?
This jit. Yeah. Lamar he retweeted my kids fighting when they were playing basketball, and then it went, you know, super viral.
He said these jits.
Yeah. Jits is like a Florida, like juvenile detention kids.
Yeah.
Jits are, yeah, it's like, well, I can't remember what it is, but it's like Florida juvenile offenders.
Your two kids in that basketball video jits. Did look like criminals.
Yeah, no question. Snacks
there was definitely an assault.
Black socks pulled up to his knees and blue shorts rolled up.
Yeah.
Big trust.
Jits.
Here's the problem. When you don't have an agent and then you've got to negotiate, this is the bad thing, Lamar. You don't have a certified agent. Well, your mom is not a certified agent. Lamar has to do this, and Lamar's like, I don't want to. This isn't my jam. I know.
Well,
you're right.
Wait a minute. But we lauded
what about
Laramie
Kim
Tunsil.
Francis?
We lauded Good. Laramie Tunsil.
That's fine.
For what he did.
Okay.
Why are we berating Lamar for
because
the same
who
thing?
Negotiated?
Who negotiated the deal? Lamar. I mean, Laramie.
Right. So all the NFL's saying is you can laud Lamar all you want, but Lamar has to negotiate.
Well,
if
here's
you
the
don't...
deal, though. He had it a lot easier. He had one team. Now, Lamar's got to go out there and call other teams to find out whether or not they're interested.
Listen,
in
this is not about saying, well, why do we laud Laramie? This is, it's literally apples and oranges. One guy is talking to the teams, and another guy is trying to have somebody else talk to the teams. It's real simple. You cannot have, just like you
But Laramie Tunsil wasn't talking to the teams. He was talking to the team, who he knew.
I know. That's fine. But that's not what's in place
this
here.
This is different. Right. This is
I
different.
Know. It requires an agent.
Right. It does require an agent. I'm not.
And you can't have your mom do it. You have to do it as a player. Your mom is also, I know she's blood kin, but she's also not a certified agent. There's a reason you go through certification. You have to pay a certain amount of money, and certification's necessary because you need to know all of the ins and outs for the player's best interest. The NFL Players Association, they don't want Ken Francis doing stuff either on behalf of Lamar Jackson.
But he says he's not, but why would the NFL? It's so funny. Lamar says Ken Francis wasn't doing that. Ken Francis is not calling teams on my behalf. Why would the NFL put out Ken Francis? They just picked
a random
name.
I know. It's not. It's already happened, and now Lamar is going to have to face. He's going to have to face the music. Look, Lamar's going to end up getting an agent, and I'll tell you why. He doesn't want to have to do this.
Well,
Lamar's not positioned.
Let me ask you this.
None of us are really. A quarterback deal is a really complicated deal. I know a lot of people just want, Lamar, player empowerment. Lamar can do this. It's not about that. It's about the difficulties of a quarterback deal, the intricacies of a quarterback deal. You need to go and research other deals, get into the NFLPA. Like, agents have access to other agents' deals. They have access to it through the database, and they can go look at deals that have been done and figure them out. My buddy Rodney Williams negotiated Vince Young's first contract. His name wasn't on it. He didn't get paid for it like he should have, but Rodney had to go do all the heavy lifting and the work to go find, and this is before they had the rookie cap, to go get the best deal because everyone was looking at that because that was going to be Major Adams. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, Rodney did. Rodney is a young agent who's certified and, you know, who has a law degree.
Rodney knew what he was doing, and Rodney got Vince a good deal, but he had to do a lot of research on it. It's a quarterback deal. Now, how is Lamar Jackson going to get into the database and do it? It's not going to be him. It's going to be some advisor or whatever who can help him. And, yes, you can have people behind you, and he should have people behind him helping him put the craft the deal that he brings back to the table for the teams. But he's got to be the point man. Yeah. That's how it works when you don't have representation. And Laramie is sharp enough to do it. And Laramie, let's face it, it's a tackle deal. He's just going for guaranteed money.
Is this really that he doesn't want to pay 3%? I mean, as much money as that
and
guy will make
be
you,
three. John, it'd be 1%. Right. Any agent would take that deal for 1%. Lee Steinberg, you know how much Lee Steinberg to get back in the business did Pat Mahomes' deal for? 0%. He did it free. Pat Mahomes' rookie deal, he represented Pat Mahomes as a rookie for no percent because he wanted to become relevant again as an agent.
Right.
Somebody will do Lamar Jackson's for 1%.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know what it, John, honestly, I don't know. There's got to be an agent that, like David Mulgeta is, boy, Lamar Jackson, you're the best. Lamar, you do. David Mulgeta's working hard. David Mulgeta ultimately, I think, is going to get Lamar Jackson's business. And good for Lamar if he gets Dave. David's going to fight his ass off for him. Yeah. David's going to get a really good deal for him. But Lamar, you couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Lamar can't. We're not positioned anybody to go in there and fight against an NFL NFL team.
Lawyers.
We can work off of old deals. That's fine. But in terms of the negotiations and we're face-to-face and we're having to do all the talking back and forth,
right.
My gosh, that would be – I would get obliterated.
Absolutely. No, everybody would get it.
And I can do the same thing Lamar can, which is look at other people's numbers, and I could ask for them. But what are the mechanisms inside
that
contract?
Is Lamar even doing that? Our NFL – see, Lamar, you should be – somebody should be calling on your behalf to NFL teams. If Ken Francis is, in fact, if Lamar said, hey, Ken, why don't you call a couple of teams and see what if they're interested or whatnot, is no one calling Lamar Jackson? That it would intimate that no one is calling
they
Lamar Jackson.
They should be able to call him, right?
No, absolutely they should be able to call
see,
him.
See, but and now everyone's just going to say, this is collusion. This is what it's going to be. It's collusion. No, teams don't want to be used. Right now, teams don't want to be used for a deal. Is one thing they don't want to be is they don't want to be used for a deal. And then the other thing is they don't want to negotiate with somebody who is not going to be – I mean, the word's already out. Lamar's side is, like I said, they've turned down – they agreed to deals with two different shoe companies and then went back after the agreement and asked for more money. And the deals fell apart. Teams don't love – do you know that when I went to NFL Network, my second year, they like, we'd really like for you to have an agent, you know, because we like dealing with agents. And you would think they'd be the opposite. They want to just deal with the individual person because they could get better deals. But they're like, no, we want people who understand. We want to be fair, but we want somebody who understands the business. You need, like in radio stuff, most people just do their own deals in radio. In media and television, they say, no, it's you need to have an agent. In this business, because people take you more seriously and they think the negotiations will be more legitimate if it's somebody who's in the business and understands. It's probably not going to be much different. Now, if we're talking corners, Roquan Smith did his own deal as a linebacker. I think it's certainly possible, and I think we will see more players start doing their own deals. Now, some of the mechanisms inside the contract, you may or may not, you know, they may or may not get to. But for a quarterback deal, this is incredibly hard. We're talking about a deal that's going to require escrowing all of the guaranteed money. That is incredibly difficult for somebody to come up with $250 million of cash that they just put away. For some people, it might not be. Some owners, it may not be incredibly difficult. But for some, it will. For Jim Mersey, that's going to be really hard. If you want to go to the Colts, how are the Colts going to do it for $250 million cash? There's some owners who are family owners. I don't know that the Texans would have want to pull up $250 million cash to put it in escrow. Because that money, it's in escrow, that's making – come up, think about this. Yeah. I had somebody tell me this. If they make 5% on that money,
which they're not making now.
Not now. But let's just say 3%
okay.
in their investment, in some investment in a company, because they can make that. Not stock market.
Oh, no. We can make way more than that.
Way more than that. Let's say, if they put it in your little weight loss thing. By the way, that went up $4 more yesterday, your weight loss thing. They'd be making they'd be making money in that little thing that you found.
Yeah.
But if you start doing, it was explained to me, if you take 3 to 5% that the owners would make on $250 million, go ahead and do the math on that over the course of 5 years while it's in escrow, or however long it's in escrow. Go ahead and do the, you know, the each amount that's in there, and go ahead and see how much money they're losing.
Yeah, but how much money is Lamar Jackson going to make you on the pro football side? I mean, you got to counter that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much, because you have to pay. Is he going to make you $45 extra million a year?
Absolutely could.
One player could make you $45 million extra.
If he's a good, you if share he's a good quarterback,
TV, but I mean, you share TV deals, John. Are you going to make that up in tickets and suites? I don't think so. Not that much.
Yeah. No. It depends on your team.
Okay. Those contracts are because of those contracts you can give out are because of the TV deals.
Hey, listen, a good quarterback here. What have you seen the last couple of years? The attendance, the concession stands, the parking, and everything else lost.
I'm not arguing.
He would absolutely be worth that.
Not $45 million.
Absolutely.
Those contracts are going up because of the TV deals, not because of what's happening in the stands. Yes, it can raise your revenue, part of your revenue.
Raise a bunch of revenue.
But a massive part of your revenue now is coming from TV deals that keep getting negotiated.
Ticket sales, parking, concessions, jersey sales, all of that would go up. You could absolutely make that money back that you would lose. Absolutely. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't do it. Otherwise, Lance, a good quarterback will be worth that to a team.
You do it because you have to have it to
and
win.
And winning is worth that.
But the money is coming from the TV deals. The chunks that are forcing the – why do you think the salary caps are going up so fast and so high? It's because of the TV deals. And the new it's not because of new ways that you're doing suites and new ways you're doing tickets. It's going to be gambling money. It's going to be extra sources of income. It's going to be naming rights, you know, different things like that. The shared revenue is a huge benefit. This is really going to get complicated for Lamar Jackson. And I feel bad because it's going to play out publicly. And I don't know that Lamar is the kind of guy that is going to be ready to do a quarterback deal. I'm not sure if there's any quarterbacks capable of doing a really good quarterback deal for yourself. Yes, you know the numbers, but do you understand the intricacies of what we're dealing with now that we're getting to uncharted numbers? Because there are – I didn't really know about the escrow. I didn't really think about the escrow thing until it was explained to me. All this money you have to come up with in cash, all of the guaranteed money. It was never as big an issue as it's now becoming because the numbers, Deshaun's deal blew everything out of the water. And now it's like, holy crap, we've got to come up with over like $230 million cash. And if the NFLPA will eliminate their escrow, if they will eliminate the amount of escrow and go to like you have to have half of the money escrowed, then it will. I think the owners will be more likely to be aggressive with their offers.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I want to talk right now about – we talked a lot of golf before. I got to tell you, and I just made my tee time. I'm going to be out there on Tuesday. I'm going to be out there a bunch. I'm in love with the new course, Highland Pines. It's one of our first courses, new courses here in about 20 years. I love the grass. Listen, you go out there and play courses right now. The grass is so thin – and it's so difficult to get to dig in there and get this grass that they have at Highland Pines right now, the zoysia. It's plush. It's wonderful. It stands straight up. It's zoysia. It's different than any other grass you're playing on. The laser zoysia greens are different for sure because they're the only ones in the world. I love the layout. I love the lakes, the undulation on the greens, the elevation changes. And number 10, you hit a ball straight down. It is just gorgeous. There are all kinds. It's not like you're playing in Houston, people. It is so different. It is a different experience than you'll get anywhere else. You can join as a member, or you can play daily fee. You get your tee time now. Make sure you get out to Highland Pines. I love it. You're going to love it, too. It's one of my favorite courses in the city of Houston, and it's just been open. Wait till 3, 4, 5 years. Join now, though, because I guarantee you that the membership is going up. GolfHighlandPines.com, GolfHighlandPines.com.
ESPN 97.5. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All Sean's on the board today. RJ's not here, so you don't have Heidi Hope. Have you ever heard of Heidi Hope Princess, Sean?
I can't say that I have.
Not the remaster.
You didn't hear our segments with Gilbert and Heidi Hope Princess?
No, only
I mean,
you
maybe
listen,
I've heard it.
Only you listen to the station.
What about... Yeah, I'm the only person, I think. John Austin and Billy or whatever the last...
Don Gant and somebody?
No.
Remember, you know, that was his other song.
His other song.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, ask Gilbert. Gilbert, let's get
Gilbert in here. Gilbert, what was that other song that you asked us about last time?
That we found for you?
That we found it for you?
Abraham, Martin, and John.
Abraham, Martin, and John.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, by Dion.
Yeah, by Dion. That's right.
He liked the Dion
version.
Have you been listening
to that on your Alexa?
Yeah, Alexa.
Okay, you got to find Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott, though. Otherwise, we're going to have an issue. Okay.
Yeah. Right,
so what's going on, Gilbert?
Are you afraid it's be the last night whether the Cougars going to play tonight anyway? No more after that anyway.
They're losing tonight?
What
did you just tell us? Say it again.
Is it Lance or what?
Yeah, this is Lance.
Where Lance at anyway? He's gone.
We don't know if Lance is coming back, actually.
Why that?
He was bad. I don't know. HR called him into the office yesterday, Gilbert. We're not sure. We're not sure what's going to happen with Lance.
I'm Ray. How you doing?
Anyway, so.
Are you Gilbert? I'm Ray.
Yeah, where Lance at?
He's here in spirit.
Yeah.
And body.
He might be making more kids.
And mind.
I don't know. He makes a lot of kids. It's what he does.
Anyway.
You don't miss it. That's it.
I just thought I'd say that the go Rockets anyway.
Oh, I thought you said they're going to lose.
Are they going to win or are they going to lose?
Don't know yet.
What?
Gilbert, you got to make your prediction
clairvoyant.
Now. Hey, it's Gilbert. It's Lance. I'm back. How you doing?
You're Lance?
Yeah, I am.
He just got back.
I don't know about the Cougar, but I think they're going to mess up at the end like that. The other team is pretty good. Their game's pretty good anyway.
Which team?
The other team.
The Miami Hurricanes.
Boom.
Gilbert just dabbed on me.
He knew.
Yeah.
Which team? You thought you were going to get them. Another W for Gilbert. Another L for you.
He outsmarted me again.
I know. Is Texas
continues
so you think,
to outsmart me?
So Gilbert, you think that at the end? This is Lance, by the way. You think that at the end of the game, the Cougars are going to mess up?
You think they're going to mess up?
Yep, that's right.
God, dog it.
Dang it!
Do you know what kind of messing up? Can we get specific or?
I don't know. As long as that guy could get hurt anyway, like he did last time.
Oh, my God.
Now we're going injury. Oh. So you think Miami's going to beat Houston because they're going to mess up at the end and maybe an injury?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Save that cut.
He got injured at the other game, you know.
Who?
Jose Altuve did get injured.
So somebody on the Cougs is going to get injured?
Are they in the
World Basketball Classic?
Well, that's what they're starting to call March Madness, the World Basketball Classic.
It is?
Yep. The WBC.
The WBC.
They're calling it WBC. Is Texas going to win?
Hello? Yeah, no, I don't think so anyway.
You don't think Texas?
So you think Texas
Xavier's going to beat them?
Yeah.
Gilbert's got, hey. It's hard to argue with Gilbert predictions.
Right, no, that's...
He predicted your death in 2027.
I don't like talking about it. Would you like for him to tell you yours?
He already told me
Would you like for
mine.
Him to read your tea leaves?
He told me mine already. Mine's in 32.
Yeah, it's always 10 years after we ask him.
Whatever. Yeah, it's in 32.
Yeah. Gilbert, do you have any songs that you've been listening to or anything you've been using Alexa for? You know, Alexa can give you scores of games... Weather, TV trivia. Like if you say, Alexa, who played? Okay, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to challenge you versus Alexa. Gilbert, who played? Like what?
Okay.
Okay, did you watch? So you watched a lot of shows from the 70s, right, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, who was the actor who played Jack Tripper on Three's Company?
Let's see.
I know this one.
Yeah, don't say yet.
Jack Tripper on Three's Company. You remember? And you'll never forget that. I think that's beyond his...
No, he
passed away anyway.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
John Ritter.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay, who played the professor on Gilligan's Island?
That's easy. He'll get it.
Russell Johnson.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who played Gilligan?
Oh, that's...
Bob Denver.
Yeah, come
Who played on. Marianne?
Don Wells.
Who played... who played Alice from Brady Bunch?
Ann B. Davis.
This is a joke. He will crush this.
Yes.
Who played
Cannon?
I don't know who Tape is.
Cannon. You remember Cannon?
Did you hear him? He was a fat man.
Yeah, the fat man.
Okay, watch. Now, do you know who played him?
No, I don't know who
okay,
played that.
Now go say, Alexa, who was the actor who played Cannon on the TV show?
Wait. Alexa, who played Ken? Alexa, who played Ken on the TV show? Roger May.
Boom! I don't know. I
what?
Right.
No.
It's not right? Oh.
No, that's not right.
Then,
Roger May, right? Who was that anyway?
Probably. I don't feel like it was, but I don't think it's the right can we do a different TV show that even Alexa will know? You went Cannon.
It was William Conrad.
Who played Cannon?
William Conrad.
I think it's a different.
No, William Conrad played Barnaby Jones.
No. Barnaby Jones was Buddy Ebsen.
No, the other Buddy.
What?
Channel 13, a long time ago. Barbary Coast.
Who? Oh, the Barbary Coast?
Yeah, on Channel 13, a long time ago.
Well, William Conrad was Cannon. He was the fat guy in Cannon.
No, he won people paid on Wild Wild West.
What? He on Wild Wild West? No. Yeah. That's William. That's Robert. That's Robert Conrad.
Oh yeah,
that's Robert Conrad.
Robert yeah. Conrad.
Who yeah. is Rock? Who played? Who was Rockford in the Rockford Files?
James Conner.
Who played Chrissy in Three's Company?
Yvette Summers.
Was that Chrissy?
Yeah.
I took a picture with her a long time ago. Yeah.
You took a picture with Suzanne Summers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you smell her?
No. Don't. Who played Janet in Three's Company?
Who played what?
Who Janet. Played Janet in Three's Company?
What's her name again?
Janet
in Three's Company. He didn't care about her. She's not hot.
Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt. He's right.
He's right.
Okay. Who played Arnold in Different Strokes?
Gary Coleman.
Who played Arnold's brother in Different Strokes? I know the name. What was it? Willis. Who played Willis?
I don't remember the name.
Okay. Anyway. Ask Alexa. Say, Alexa, who played Willis in Different Strokes? Watch this.
I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm tired.
Okay. He doesn't want to talk to Alexa. He's tired.
Well, I'm just saying, what I'm trying to show you is anything that you don't have the answer to, you can ask Alexa and Alexa will tell you. Anything.
You took a picture with Olivia Newton-John, too. Who smelled better, Olivia Newton-John or Suzanne Summers?
Ty.
Olivia Newton-John.
She smelled better?
All right, Dave. Well, I'm going to let you kind of go Cougars if they win, okay?
All right.
I hope the Cougs win.
Yeah, we
you
hope
said
so.
They'll mess
you
up at the end.
You said they're going to mess up at the end and get injured.
So now Twitch is saying that Ray is better than me. They like Ray hosting the show better than me. I'm the same person. I'm Ray.
Not really. Ray's much better. John and Ray with you here on ESPN 97.5.
Gilbert's like, yeah, Houston's going to lose because they're going to mess up at the end.
Yeah.
There may be an injury.
Anyway.
What? And don't act for 1 second like I'm not thinking, man. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Sasser reaggravates the groin. It's certainly possible that a team that shoots poorly and is not great from the free throw line messes up at the end.
Stop it.
If he does that, I'm going to go ahead and get my will done today. And go ahead and get all of my burial stuff
set up.
Oh,
yeah, for 2027.
For 2027. I can't just wait around for this.
All right, we got to take a break. Ford Truck Month. It's the time of the year when buyers get the biggest savings. This is the biggest savings. It's still going on at Chastain Ford. And they've got them on the lots, 2022 and 23 Ford F-150s. They're unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're so awesome. And they're on the lot. 0% financing for 36 months. Zero cash down. Zero payments for 90 days. Now, not every dealership is doing this. You see the 000? I don't see it anywhere else. I don't see dealerships doing this. It's truck month at Chastain Ford. If you're going to buy that F-150, there's only one place to get it, and that's Chastain Ford. They're going to do everything. Immediately, they're going to ask you, where do your payments have to be? Where do your payements have to be? Because otherwise, you know, it's going to be too much for you. And we don't want you to be choking on your payments. We want you to have the best car buying experience that you could possibly have. And then you know what you're going to do? You're going to go back to Chastain Ford. You're going to get that next car or truck from Chastain Ford because it's the best place to do it. You're going to get the squarest deal that you possibly can. You're not going to pay over MSRP when you order your truck. But right now, on the lot, 2022 and 23s, 0% for 36 months, zero cash down, zero payments for 90 days. Who's doing this? Chastain Ford. Go to ChastainFord.com or get there and see for yourself. I like to touch them. I like to see them. I like to smell the vehicles. I love to have a sensory person. I want to know what it is. I want to see it as opposed to online. But if you're an online person, that's great. If you want to get there, it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.